Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Center, about registering for the academies next fall.
Yes.
No days off.
As the school year kind of wraps up here, are you looking forward to the next semester of classes here with Kirkwood?
Yeah, the fall semester will be a big, exciting time for Kirkwood, as that's when the regional center will be open and operational, and we'll be welcoming our first group of students into our academy programs.
And do students need to be registering for classes now if they're interested in taking some of these classes in the academies?
Yes, they do. Right now, students are working with their high school guidance counselors to kind of sit down and figure out what their schedule is going to be like for next year. And if a student's interested in participating in one of the academy programs with Kirkwood, they do need to let their counselor know and complete a pre-registration form for those academies.
So if anybody has a question, now is the time to get it answered before registration ends.
Yes, they can contact their school counselor. They can call us here at the Washington Center. The pre-registration form deadline was actually the 15th of March, but we have extended it through this week. It's a new concept. You know, students are still trying to figure out if this is going to fit with their schedule or not. So if any students are still interested in attending the center next fall, we can accept those forms throughout this week.
And again, can you highlight some of the academies that the high school students would be eligible to pursue?
Yeah, we have a wide variety of offerings for students. We have our Arts and Science Academy, which is geared for those students that know they want to take those core classes to transfer those on to a four-year degree, wherever that might be. We also have a lot of great hands-on programs that we're offering students, such as our Architecture Construction Engineering Academy, our Emergency Medical Services, Graphics, Communications Media, Patient Care, Transportation, Advanced Manufacturing. We just have a lot of great options.
And last week at the Washington School Board meeting, it was presented that about half of the Alternative High School or Assure Center students are looking at going into one of the academies next year. Do you see a wide range of students going into the different academies?
We do, and I think it's so exciting that the Assure students are interested in these academies. Those students are kind of in a unique situation because they're moving their program to the building no matter what next year, because we will be offering that shared alternative high school on-site at the regional center. I went and spoke with the group recently and told them all about these hands-on courses that they could also participate in addition to the alternative program. They were so excited about the opportunities and excited about the hands-on learning that they could participate in that we were so excited to see the pre-registration forms come in. And like you said, half the students are planning on attending.
And are you seeing students from other school districts interested also?
We are, absolutely. All of our partner schools, we're getting registration forms from Washington, Mid-Prairie, Highland, Kyoto, Waco, Lone Tree. Homeschool district students are able to participate. So we have a wide variety of students that are planning on coming to the center in the fall, and the feedback I'm hearing, everyone is very excited.
Great. And again, can you remind people when the deadline is to register for these courses in the fall?
Yeah, if we could have the forms in by the end of this week, March 21st, that would be wonderful. One of the reasons why we have to institute a deadline with the pre-registration form is that all students will be required to attend a mandatory student orientation that will be held on April 7th. So we just need to have time to figure out between now and that date which academy experience the students are going to be able to get registered for before the orientation.
And how is construction progressing with the building itself?
It's coming along very nicely. They're ahead of schedule for the interior construction. Actually, all of the classrooms are painted. It's really starting to look like the final product. You know, after the painting, they're going to start working on flooring and finishing up some of the ceiling work and so on, but it's coming along quickly.
Are you still excited to be in there?
We are. We're bursting at the seams in this building, so we cannot wait for the move so that we can get everything settled over there and start offering programming at the regional center.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners at this time?
For additional info on the Regional Center Academies, a lot of great resources are online. That's kirkwood.edu/Washington Regional.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Center, about registering for courses for the academies next fall. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.